The nation's economy continued to grow at a healthy clip during the first 3 months of the year. A Commerce Department report issued this morning said the nation's gross domestic product, or GDP, increased at an annual rate of 4.2%. But a key measure of inflation was also up, making it more likely that the Federal Reserve will raise interest rates sometime in the future. NPR's Jim Zaroli has more.
If there were any doubts about the health of the economy these days, today's Commerce Department report probably dispelled them. A growth rate of 4.2% wasn't the blowout that some investors were expecting, but it does suggest that the vigorous rebound that got underway last year is continuing. Sun Won Son is chief economist at Wells Fargo Bank.
Even though the numbers were a little bit lower than anticipated, I'm not really that unhappy. In fact, this is what I call self-sustaining economic growth.
Son says growth was balanced during the quarter. All of the major sectors of the economy expanded. Spending by businesses on software and equipment rose. Federal government spending was higher. That was in large part because of a 15% increase in defense spending as the fighting in Iraq intensified. And despite a job market that has not fully rebounded, consumer spending was up 3.8%. David Pugsley is general manager of Brewer Yacht Sales in Connecticut. He says business is better than it's been in years.
In the Northeast, the selling season has traditionally been April through probably July. With what we've seen, we saw last year and we're seeing this year, is that the first 3 months of the year were very strong, which we've never seen before.
If there was a downside to the report, it was a buildup in price pressures. A key measure of inflation nearly doubled. The increase reflects a big rise in the price of fuel and other commodities. It also reflects the weaker dollar, which made imports more expensive. Mike Chevelle of New England Motor Freight says his business has rebounded lately after a tough few years. But Chevelle says the increase in revenues has been partially offset by a big rise in the cost of fuel and other expenses.
The prices, for example, equipment costs are soaring, where you can't fund them unless you're going to get the rates have to go up dramatically in order to pay for them.
Some economists say the uptick in inflation is not yet a big problem for the economy. For one thing, the biggest expense for most businesses is labor, and wage growth is much more modest. Factory use rates are still low, suggesting there's still some slack in the economy. John Lonsky, chief economist at Moody's Investor Services, says some rise in prices is probably a good thing.
The latest upturn by inflation is actually welcome news, in that it represents a restoration of pricing power for U.S. corporations.
If companies feel more confident they can raise prices a little, they may be more willing to hire extra workers. And with corporate profits unusually strong right now, they're in a better position to do so. Still, the uptick in inflation is likely to draw the attention of Federal Reserve policymakers when they meet next Tuesday. Fed officials have indicated until now that they are willing to keep interest rates at their very low levels. But if inflation continues to increase, they may have to rethink that and at some point put the brakes on the recovery. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.